Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, this morning, the Cass County Fair gets underway, at least for those 4-H and FFA members entering static exhibits. At 9 o'clock this morning, our first static exhibits from 4-H and FFA members, as well as our Clover Kids, will be entering the Cass County Community Center to be judged and then put on display. We do have a slightly different fair schedule this year. If you haven't seen it yet, stop by the Extension office and pick one up, or you can find that on our website as well. Open to the public today at 10 a.m. The food sale starts in the Community Center right there in the foyer. Jump in and see if there's any food exhibits on display that you would like to purchase. Of course, these are exhibits that are coming out of the food judging. They will pull a small piece. If they have a cookies plate, they will pull one cookie off to display and they will sell the rest of those cookies. There will also be bars, breads, pies, and a variety of other things for sale. All of them may have a small piece missing that the judge has cut out to sample, but all of them are certainly still delicious. So come out and support our 4-H and FFA members by attending the food sale this morning at 10 a.m. in the Community Center. The public events for the rest of the fair get underway Thursday evening. Due to the change, we will also be opening the 4-H Exhibits Building at 5 p.m. tomorrow, Thursday the 21st of July. That Exhibits Building will be open right around dinner time, so we invite folks to come out, eat at the food stand, and then stop into the Community Center to check out all of our exhibits, find out who's headed to State Fair representing Cass County in the static exhibits this year, and enjoy a little bit of air conditioning on what looks to be a hot day before heading outside at 7 p.m. for the Little Miss and Mr. contest, followed by the King and Queen contest, senior recognition, and also new this year, an outdoor movie for the whole family starting at 8:45 in the outdoor show ring area of the fairgrounds. And of course, that is just the first couple days of fair. As I mentioned, the whole schedule is posted on the Cass County Extension website. Something else going on during the fair that we want to remind you about. If you haven't been out and about to see Cass County Extension and the Cass County Food System Coalition, we'd invite you to join us on Saturday during the fair. We'll be set up in the foyer of the Community Center from 11 to 2 o'clock, taking your input on local foods projects that you would like to see happening in Cass County. Look for our booth with the big map of Cass County set up. Stop by and tell us about local foods projects you know going on in your area of the county. Tell us about things that maybe you've seen on your travels that you'd like to see happening here in Cass County, or just stop by and tell us maybe what a need is in your area, if it's access to gardening space, access to more gardening education, access to food drop boxes or food pickup points. All of that we would love to hear and take into consideration as we look for more local foods projects to start implementing in Cass County as we head into this fall. Again, we will be set up in the foyer of the Cass County Community Center the Saturday of fair, this coming Saturday from 11 to 2. Also, anytime you're at fair, we certainly do encourage you to come in to the Community Center. All of our 4-H and FFA static exhibits, our Clover Kids exhibits, as well as the results of our always a crowd favorite, the Bucket of Junk Welding contest. All of that will be on display here in the Community Center during the fair. Always a nice air-conditioned place to come and see what is going on throughout the fair. Also, we have multiple events and activities happening every day, from our Decorator Showcase contest to our working exhibits on Saturday, educational presentations, our Best of Iowa on Monday, a good time to come and sample some fresh local food. All of those things happening throughout the fair up here in the Community Center. Also in the Community Center foyer, Extension will have an information booth set up where you can learn more about joining 4-H, becoming a master gardener when our classes start this fall, as well as picking up some of our most popular Extension publications. The Extension office will be open throughout fair as well, even Saturday and Sunday, if you need to stop in and look around our racks of publications and resources during that time. As always, for more information on any upcoming events, as well as, like we mentioned, the schedule for this week's Cass County Fair, give us a call, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime at our website, follow us on Facebook, or stop by the office. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.